And this brings us to the most significant teaching of Jewish mysticism, which has to do with a word in Hebrew called devekut. Devekut means to merge with. And in modern Hebrew, debek means to glue. So the goal of all spiritual practice in the Jewish world is to merge with the divine, to be connected with God, to experience its presence. The teaching of Kabbalah transcends the idea of devekut, because the idea of merging assumes that there are two things coming together. The ultimate teaching of Kabbalah, however, suggests that they were never separate in the first place. This is the absolute truth of Kabbalah, the appreciation of non-separation, and that the presence of the divine is not something we have to work to obtain, but that there is no we, there is no separation, that the definition of this Daviding is in fact Godding. There's nothing to do. So these are the essential teachings of the Kabbalah. There are 12 that I've mentioned in this program. The first is that the source of all being is boundlessness, called Ein Sof. It is a oneness. That is, a oneness where there is no two. When we break out of the oneness, space and time and reality as we know it, then we have different faces of the divine to which we can relate, different characteristics. And this is the dualistic world of reality that we live in. But the ultimate truth is that it's all one, boundless. It unfolds from that. And that boundlessness can also be viewed as pure awareness. We have access to this awareness when we slow down the thinking mind, when we quiet ourselves, when we sit in meditation. We can touch this absolute awareness. We can feel the full experience of the boundlessness. And it is this practice that has taught me all of what I teach in Kabbalah through the quieting and the resting in pure awareness. That experience led me to the second point, that all of creation is interconnected. When sitting in the quiet of awareness, there is only awareness. And one can see how substance arises out of it and falls back into it, appearing and disappearing constantly. Because in this pure awareness, there is the experience of the process of the Daviding, the experience of the thoughts as they arise and disappear, how they seem to have solidity and then evaporate, how situations seem to form up out of nothing and then disappear, how the drama seems so important when they're happening, and then the next day they're no longer there. How everything is interconnected, how nothing happens by accident, how the most trivial word or move or thought has impact on the universe and then disappears. And so this is the third point of the Kabbalah, that the true nature of all things is this awareness. And it can be seen and understood and appreciated only from the place of awareness. It is not something that we can experience when standing in the limitations of our own minds that are caught in their own dramas. But when we let go into the pure experience of boundlessness, here we can touch that interconnectedness and that uniting of all things. In waveform, awareness is called light. In particle form, awareness is called vessel. And this is the fourth point that the Kabbalah teaches, that with eyes looking through awareness, we can see that the nature of all things is the composition of vessel holding light, that the light is infinite, that the vessel itself is composed of light, that this vessel that I call Daviding is composed of light. And this becomes an important teaching, for in many traditions the goal is to attain the light, to reach for the light, to draw the light down, or to raise oneself up to the light. In Kabbalah, it's completely different. The teaching is to mend the vessel, because our vessels, when broken, are unable to hold the light. Or another way to say it, that the vessel will hold whatever light it can contain. And so rather than reaching for the light, the Kabbalistic practice is to mend the vessel. And how do we do this? We do this through acts of kindness, through good deeds, through caring for others, through living skillfully, through being wise. These are the kinds of things that mend the vessel, and as soon as it's sealed, the light of awareness instantly fills it. The oneness is absolute. When expressed in relative terms, it has 10 primordial emanations. These are the Sfirot. They represent all things in creation. And this presentation of the 10 emanations in Kabbalah is called the Tree of Life. So this Tree of Life, as previously discussed, expands itself into all directions, inward, outward, up, down, left, right, forward, and back. Everything is a piece of some combination of the Tree of Life. And this is the sixth teaching. Then, everything in the universe is composed of some combination of these entities, and everything in the universe is a spark of the divine connected to its source. So, everything that is part of this Tree of Life is still the one, connected in various fashions. And thus, this seventh point is that every aspect of the universe is not only interconnected with each other, it is the expression of the oneness of the divine, of the boundlessness. The next point is that there are five elementary realities and five levels of soul, each connected respectively with a different reality. And there are many realities even beyond these. But the point of this teaching is that we are not separate from any of these realities, even though we live in time and space and see the world with a past and future as we know it. We are also connected on different levels of the soul with the very source of being. This that I call David is never static. This is the ninth point. Daviding is constantly in process, constantly changing. Daviding is a verb, not a noun, not a thing. And so too, God-guiding is not a thing. It is a process. God is a verb. There is no past. There is no future. There is only now. And this brings us to the final point and major teaching of Kabbalah. While the goal of life is to merge with God, the ultimate secret of the Kabbalah is that nothing is or ever has been separate from the divine, from the boundlessness. And from the Kabbalistic perspective, there's no concept of merging because there's no duality that's real. This profound understanding rests in each and every heart, in each and every one of us. To fully appreciate it, we simply need to stop, to rest, to relax, and to realize the truth. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to get anywhere. We don't have to achieve anything. We don't need to make an effort, for it is already the intrinsic truth of this being. There's nothing to do, nowhere to go. We simply let be what is. For this continuous presence of the divine is constant, it's unchanging, it's eternal, it's luminescent, it's all-knowing, and it's perfect just as it is. This is it. This is the ultimate teaching of Kabbalah. The God presence, the experience of Godding and Davening are one. It is always here, never separate. Simply let be. We are at one, always at one.